it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Tennessee Hoops, definitely in the news. They pick up a big one. Igor Milicic Jr., in fact. How big of a pickup is this for the basketball Vols and Rick Barnes?
This is a gigantic pickup. I think that Tennessee, a week after adding Ohio State transfer Felix Opara, I said that was actually a concern at the time because I'm like, does this mean they're not getting Igor Milicic because they want Igor Milicic? Tennessee has just massively upgraded their post game. Yeah, you heard me say that. They have massively upgraded their post game from last year. Tennessee has a true big in Felix Opara who can do everything Jonas Adu did on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, he is an amazing shot blocker, amazing rebounder. He's 6'11". He's wildly athletic. Then they go and add Igor Milicic, who can do the scoring. Oh, by the way, Opara can do all the defensive things Toby Awaka can do also with the toughness, but he's 3 inches taller and more athletic. So there's all of that. Now, the finesse that Jonas Adu provided, they get an Igor Milicic, who is 6'10", who is a 38% three-point shooter and hit 2 threes a game last year, averaging 13 points, but also 8.5 rebounds. So he can play under the basket and he can stretch the court. And then there's JP Estrella, who's going to develop for Tennessee. You saw that at the end of the year. Tennessee went from having two bigs last year, an Adu and a 6'8 Awaka. And now they have three bigs, all at least 6'10", all of whom will be valuable next year. One of whom can create floor spacing in Igor Milicic because he's going to be able to get outside and shoot the three. That's something they were missing with Zach Edey, or when they were facing Zach Edey this past year. I think that this is incredible. This allows Rick Barnes to play his old way with his new way. Because you know Rick Barnes likes a couple of bigs inside and tries to play inside out. Well, with Igor Milicic, you can play inside out, but you could also still have four guys on the perimeter and have one guy down low. Because Igor Milicic can do either thing, either way, can play either way. This is gigantic. This is incredible.
Wow. That's a pretty strong statement there. Incredible. What other schools were going after him, Caleb?
Let me pull that up. Let's see.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I'll remind you, John Adams typically joins us on a Tuesday. He is off this week, but he will be rejoining us very soon. So with Caleb Calhoun, I'm Dave Hooker. So what were you pulling up again?
Well, so I was pulling up the schools he transferred to Tennessee over. Okay. But
we'll give you that. We'll give you that in 15 seconds.
5th year, the second and third generations continue Joe Neubert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Neubert Collision Center.
All right, so who'd they beat out for Milicic?
Still pulling that up, but I'm having a hard time finding who they beat out, quite honestly, which may be a bit of a concern.
Well, these European players, sometimes it's tough to know.
Well, no, it's also, this is just terrible reporting by some of the other recruiting sites that aren't reporting where he was looking, quite honestly. I'm just going to say that out loud. But yeah. Yes, the real story, though, is that he was at Virginia as a freshman. So, and so he was valued in a lot of ways. I never really looked at his top schools, to be fair. I looked at what he could do, and I looked at his play, and his play was incredible. And
describe, and so describe him as you see him as a basketball player, and you're not a coach and you're not a player. So I can ask you to do this, make a comparison for me. And if you don't have one right now, hold tight and we'll get back to it.
A comparison for Igor Milchick Jr. I'm trying to think.
We can get to that. What did you like about his play?
Tricky. Oh, I actually wrote the comparison. No, I actually said this. Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki. He's Dirk Nowitzki. Like,
setting you up for that. That's a pretty big one. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki changed the game.
Yes, exactly. But this was a huge but that's what I'm saying. Dirk Nowitzki changed the game, and Igor Milicic is part of that changing of the game. And so I guess that's where I'm coming with it, is that Igor Milicic is
we lost Kate.
Igor
Milicic can what? We lost you for a second.
Oh, he shot 37.8% from three last year, hit 1.8 threes a game. And by the way, he visited Nebraska and Baylor. And so Nebraska is one thing, but Baylor did win the national title 3 years ago. So to beat out Baylor is pretty impressive. And so, I mean, this is a gigantic pickup. He is 1.8 of 3.8 on threes a game this past year. And he's a development player. He played like 6 minutes when he was at Virginia. Then he played 22 minutes 2 years ago when he transferred to Charlotte. Then he played 30 minutes a game. He's upped his averages every year. He is a typical development player that embraces developing as a prospect, the exact type of player Rick Barnes wants. And him and Felix Opera together in the post, that's going to be incredible. That's an incredible duo. Add in Darlin Stone Dubar, who Rick Barnes just got to get to be his next Dalton Connect, basically. Okay.
That's where you and I are going to differ a little bit. Because this team has no Dalton Connect, in my opinion, until I see him in an orange uniform running up and down the court at Thompson Bowling Arena. Because I think Dalton Connect is that type of special once a decade, once every 15 years or so player. So I would just say odds-wise, the chance of him doing that are going to be slim. So that leads us to the poll question, which is on the YouTube page. And I'm really curious about this one. Will Vols be better in 24-25? Than they were last year? Yes, Barnes figured it out. No, there's no Dalton. I think you know where I stand. There's no Dalton. Until I see a guy be that special, do what he did against Auburn, I'm not there, and I'm not going to be. They could be deeper. There are a lot of players on that team that I thought kind of choked down the stretch, but it wasn't Dalton Connect, and they don't have him.
Yes, they'll be better. Yes, they will be better. And I'm going to tell you that right now. They have a guy who is the exact profile of Dalton Connect and Darlin Stone Dubar. They have better bigs. It's just a fact that their bigs are better now. Okay? They have more options among bigs. They had two last year because JP Estrella had to develop. Now they have three, and that's not even including the fact that Cade Phillips might develop. So they are deeper at the big in the post. If they didn't do any more additions right now, they'd have an 8-man rotation ready to go. Their guard play this year is going to be more efficient offensively. I have all the respect in the world for Josiah Jordan James. I also have a great deal of sympathy for what Santiago Viscovi had to go through this past year and also changing the offense. But I think Tennessee's backcourt is going to be better this year with Cameron Carr developing, Jemai Meshack developing, Jordan Gainey back for another year, Zakai Ziegler returning. So with all that in mind, yeah, they're going to be better next. Even if Darlin Stone Dubar is not as good as Dalton Connect, they'll still be better next year because their big rotation is incredible.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
See, I think so much of Dalton Connect that that would stun me if they had anybody in his stratosphere. Maybe I think more of him than you.
I think Dalton Connect is a trend, not a unique outlier for Rick Barnes. I think he's already getting Dalton Connects for the next 10 years.
Okay, explain that, and then I want to go to Kyle had something to say on the message board that I thought was interesting, and Elias did too. Sorry, it was Elias. Go ahead.
Dalton Connect thrived so much because he's a wing who can score, so he's the perfect type of player for Rick Barnes to develop. Typically, Rick Barnes got one-and-dones that were like that. Think Kevin Durant, who, by the way, you would probably agree Kevin Durant was generational, right? He was a generational player.
Yeah, we've gotten to the point, not just on this show, but all media throw that around a little too loosely, but right. Bo yes. Jackson's generational.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Kevin Durant was generational. Dalton Connect was better playing for Rick Barnes than Kevin Durant was. The reason is because Dalton Connect, as a fifth or fourth year guy, had that talent and was fully willing to buy into what Rick Barnes was trying to get him to do. He's going to continue to go for 3 and 4 year guys who will fully buy into what Rick Barnes is trying to get him to do. And because of that, you will see wings all of who can score all of a sudden thrive for Rick Barnes. It's going to be a factory the way Josh Heupel quarterbacks is a factory, or the way Steve Spurrier quarterbacks was a factory in the 90s.
I love that Josh Heupel quarterbacks. You just say that factory, just like it's already done and done.
Josh Heupel puts quarterbacks in the NFL, whether or not they're good.
Well, that's true.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.